I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's in the studio with me. And on the phone, we have our friend David Jones from Artisan Kitchen in Paducah. Thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good to see you and talk to you.
Chef and owner David Jones, you know, it's almost hard to call it a summertime recipe moment.
Yeah, maybe in a week, though. August will be here shortly.
So what you got cooking?
Well, I thought we'd share two cold soup recipes that are really good. We always get good comments on them. One is a roasted red pepper gazpacho, and you take some Roma tomatoes, a yellow or orange bell pepper. You could use a green bell pepper, cucumber, and about a half cup of red onion, and you dice all that together. Set that aside in a bowl, and then in a food processor, you mix about a tablespoon of red wine or balsamic vinegar, a couple tablespoons of sugar, one of the little cans of tomato paste, about a cup's worth, 3 cups of water, and then 4 roasted red peppers. And you process that all together in the food processor. In that, you're also going to add in about 3 slices of bread, and that's going to actually act as your thickener for the soup. And you process that as well with that, and then mix the two items from the food processor and the diced vegetables together. Just add about a tablespoon of chopped cilantro to that, and chill that, and that is a delicious summertime soup.
Now, you really are concentrating the pepper flavor with the roasted peppers in addition to the fresh peppers.
Yeah, that's kind of the unique part about that gazpacho, too. It really does. And you have all those good vegetables in the summertime, so that's a good time to use those up.
Are you adding the tomato paste to thicken?
Yeah, the tomato paste and the bread are really your thickeners in there. And, you know, you can make your own if you're canning tomatoes and whatnot. You can work up and make your own tomato paste. But you can always, you know, grab one of the little cans as well.
For gazpacho, have you ever used finely chopped almonds?
No, I have not, but that sounds like a wonderful addition.
I think I had that in Spain one time, and it was really interesting, certainly interesting on your digestive tract.
Yeah, I would imagine. That sounds great. Toast them up a little bit, I would imagine, and throw them into the food processor part of it.
Well, gazpacho really sounds good, and that concentration of peppers really, they're so wonderful, especially fresh. Okay, next soup you got.
Well, the next one is a good use of squash, because there's always an abundance of squash at this time of year. So it's a creamy summer squash and basil soup.
Mm.
And this is also served cold. You chill it, but you start with onion and a couple tablespoons of olive oil and the squash, and you saute that up until the onion's nice and translucent, the squash is nice and soft, and then throw in the basil with that, a little bit of salt and pepper with that. Then you add in about 4 cups of vegetable stock, about a half a cup of a white wine, and then about 4 cups of heavy cream. So it's a nice, really creamy soup. And you let that simmer all together for about 20 minutes or so, and then you want to chill the puree at first and then chill that down. And another really great use of squash, because there's always a ton of those around.
Now, would you go back to quantities? I missed the proportion.
Yeah. Well, you've got about a cup of chopped onion, a couple tablespoons of oil, and about six cups of summer squash, and you want to slice those up. And then that gets sauteed together, and about a quarter cup of minced basil. And then a couple teaspoons of salt, teaspoon of pepper. Usually use white pepper in this, but, you know, you can adjust that to your own preference. And then it's 4 cups of vegetable stock, a half cup of white wine, and 4 cups of heavy cream. And then I've also posted both these recipes at our blog, so you can reach that through artisankitchen.net.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was taking notes, but sometimes when you take notes during recipes, you're thinking more about the taste than about the accuracy of your notes.
Absolutely.
Do both of these soups keep pretty well?
Yeah, they'll keep for a few days. The gazpacho probably a little longer, but, you know, 3 or 4 days at least on those, because you're keeping them chilled. You're serving them cold, so they're quick and easy once you get them made. You can enjoy them over a few days. and just pull them right out of the fridge.
What do you like to follow a gazpacho with?
Well, that'd be good, like with a pasta dish. I think that'd be wonderful. And again, you can utilize a lot of fresh vegetables with that. You know, because whatever you happen to have, you can always saute together little fresh herbs with that and onions. And then, you know, add that to like buttered pasta, and that'd be a great way to follow up the gazpacho.
Now, the creamy squash sounds a little heavier. What would you pair with that?
Oh, it's definitely a heavier dish. You know, something, you know, another little, something lighter probably. Something, you know, like a chicken dish of some sort, maybe like a lemon, some sort of like a lemon chicken dish would be great. Lemon pepper chicken, something along those lines would be really nice.
Yum. Tracy, are you ready to eat?
Yeah, David, are you on your way up?
No. I'll be there shortly.
David, thanks for speaking with us today.
You're very welcome.
David Jones is chef and owner of Artisan Kitchen in Paducah.